Chapter 7, Mishnah 1, Atuma Bekoisal, if there's impurity in a wall, Umakoima Tefach al Tefach Barum Tefach. But it's not like solidly inside the wall, it's in a cavity inside the wall. And the cavity is a Tefach, a square Tefach basically, a Tefach by Tefach and a Tefach deep. Kol al Yesha al Gaba, even if there are all the stories above it, Afilu Hain Eser, even if there were like 10 stories above it, Tmas are impure. And the reason over here is because we look at it as now, not that it's a piece of impurity in a wall, now has a different halacha, we look at it as a sealed grave. This thing is now considered a sealed grave because it's got the space and a sealed grave imparts impurity to all sides. Every which way you go, it imparts impurity. So now all of a sudden, all of these stories that are above this wall, we say that the impurity spreads up and into every single one of these stories.
Even if there's now opening, going up and up.
Yeah, it goes up through the wall and into all of these stories. It's now considered, because it's a sealed grave, inside the wall is now considered a sealed grave. But he brings over here, if the impurity was not in a hollow, measuring at least a cubic tefach, then it follows the rule of half and half that we were dealing with before. So that's the difference between this case and the previous case that we just did in 6-4. Ha'isa aliyah achas al gabei shnei batim. If there is one story above two houses, meaning that the bottom floor is divided into two. It's got a wall in the middle of the bottom floor that divides the bottom floor into two, and then over that you've got a whole story that's not divided up into two. And the tumah now is in this middle wall, in a square tefach opening. It's in the middle wall of the bottom floor. Not in the side wall anymore. It's in the middle wall now in this open tefach. So says the Mishnah, the bottom floor is impure. V'chol aliyah she'al gav ha'toras. The bottom floor is impure, but also the floor above it. The upper room is also impure because it overshadows the wall, which is a sealed grave. But all the stories above that would now be impure. So now it wouldn't go all the way up to the top because it's not a shared wall anymore, right? The tum is only in the wall at the bottom, so it only goes up one level, and then it would be stopped, and the upper levels would now be pure. Next case. Lost my place over here. Koisel Shainis. If there was a second wall, tuma boikas va'ola boikas for yeredes. The tuma would go up and would go down. So it's interesting, you see this long kahati, that there's a big machlokas as to what this means, a second wall. There's numerous opinions. So he says over here, some say that a second wall just means that there's a second wall built less than a tefach from the house. So you've got a house, and you've got another wall built less than a tefach away from the outside of the house. And there's impurity between the two walls. So we consider that this impurity is confined, it breaks through and ascends and descends. That's according to one opinion, that's according to the Rambam, right? That's what this clause means over there. Carrying on with the Mishnah. Nefesh atuma, a solid gravestone. So this is now a different case. This is a gravestone, a solid gravestone. Hanogaya ba minatsadin, if someone touches a gravestone from the side, tahor, they are pure, they're not impure. Imnashi tuma boikas for ola boikas for yeres. The tuma goes up and down if it's a solid gravestone, but it doesn't extend sideways. So if a person touches the gravestone on the side, they would be pure. But imaya makuma tuma tefach al tefach al rum tefach, but if there is in the gravestone a cubic tefach of space, and that's where the tuma was, then if you touch it from any way, it's considered impure, because then we say that the tumor spreads in all directions. It's like a sealed grave. I think so, yeah. But I mean, clearly in one of the cases, there's tumor actually inside it. So, because it's like a sealed grave. Samach lasukas, and if you put support booths on the sealed gravestone, tumayas, they are impure. Rabbi Yehuda Matai, Rabbi Yehuda declares the booths pure. He says they're on the side of the gravestone, and therefore so he would hold it pure. So machlokas if this gravestone supports some kind of booth, I don't know, maybe you're making your sukkah over there.